I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about this upcoming preseason game. Obviously, because of the injury at the quarterback position, you're going to have a little bit more time to play. Just how you're approaching this week going into the game.
Going to try to get better, going to get out there and execute the game plan, do what I'm coached to do, and no matter what string, you're always trying to get better each time you're out there.
Are you changing your approach at all, going against a different sort of group? You're not going in the end of the game anymore?
No, my approach is still going to stay the same. I'm going to do my job the best that I can. I'm going to prepare the best that I can and get out there and hopefully put some points on the board and move the chains.
What do you see in this defense? How much are you game planning for this game?
We're doing quite a bit. We're doing more than any other preseason game we'll do. We're getting a full week of practice in against these guys, so we're watching a lot of tape and doing quite a bit.
Have they told you how much specifically you'll be playing in this game?
No, nothing yet right now.
Have you ever been in a situation like this where you didn't get a lot of practice reps?
Yeah, Jacksonville and Oakland. Last two teams I played for have both been same situations here.
How do you deal with that?
What do you mean?
It's got to be tremendously difficult to improve and feel comfortable in the offense and sync up with the receivers and all those things that you have to do as a quarterback without getting the time under center.
Yeah, you can still do it by, taking mental reps, by getting some work in with guys after practice, and there's still a lot of different ways. There's ways to get better in the film room and here in the locker room. There's you just got to find ways around it, but I don't think it's difficult at all.
Okay. That's got to be his first for you in your football career. Does it change your mindset at all with how you're preparing this week?
No, not at all. The only thing I'm focusing on right now is New England Patriots, and haven't looked at any tape of the other two teams. It's going to be tough for me to name who they are. I think the Jets and the Browns. But beyond that, it's more Patriots right now.
But it is a pretty big opportunity, because you do know with the proximity of the Browns when they play them.
Right.
So it's
right.
A good chance for you to see more time in that.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what the preseason's here is to, see guys like myself perform. And, a lot of guys in this locker room are fighting for jobs here. So that's kind of what you got to be prepared to do.
Do you feel, in terms of fighting for a job, do you feel like you've been given a fair shot to make this team and grab a job? Or?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I don't I was clearly explained what my role was here, and I've felt like I've been treated properly. I'm very thankful for the opportunity, and I've tried to get better each day. So we got some great coaches, great players in here, and that's just trying to get better each day.
What did they say to you when you decided to come in? They were bringing you in. What was the conversation about what that role would be?
We'll give you a chance to learn our system, see what you have, get a chance to get better. I know I'm saying that a lot, but that's kind of the opportunity here is to play for the coaches, play for this organization, play for this city, and right now it's been great so far.
You're not that far removed from being an NFL starter. I mean, is that?
Yeah.
Difficult transition for you to go from being a guy who was leading a team to a guy who's trying to grab a roster spot?
I don't think so. I think that, I've learned a lot over the last couple of years, and I feel like I've taken some things away from where I've been in the past to make me a better player, better team player, better guy in this locker room. So I'm one of those people that's always trying to improve whichever way I can, and I've, taken my experiences over the last couple of years, and really I'm using that right now for my advantage.
Is there any do you have to guard against the self-doubt or wondering what was happening with your career as it's moving forward? Do you have to remind yourself, hey, I can still do this or anything?
No, not at all. There's no doubt at all. I've gone out there. You need to be confident in this position. You need to play with a little bit of a swagger. The guys around you need to trust you in order to perform, and you need to trust yourself. So you need to exude that confidence, whether it's in here, out on the field, out on the game field. So that's always been my mindset.